Good morning, and thanks for listening to the Poetry Moment. I'm Christine Hulbert, and today I'm reading Before the Storm by Natalka Bilotsur-Kivets, translated by Ali Kinsella and Zvinia Arlowski. Before the Storm. A child wandered into overgrown grass like a stone tossed into the sea, immersed in gloomy green, a clot of light and heat. In the east, a rain-filled, stormy cloud had already begun to sway. Nature took to the stage with a first tear, and across the heavy sky played. The mechanical creak of old trees was like the creak of a rusty door. From one world into another, it revealed a different, untamed flow. It moved without knowing of us, unconstrained, unacquainted by name. Rose hips, wild grapes, the raspberry bushes diminishing rows, wizened berries bled dryly without a trace of pain. Everything froze in a guard's pose. As if on an old stage set, human performance was dismissed unseen, without applause or voice. Neither eternally young nor old, like you, sister and mother, O nature pristinely cold. Here in warring worlds, the forest and orchard rebel, in repentance a dreaded return to the womb. Here heads swell from ozone and brains forget redeeming words, because sight cannot withstand the green, only the child, like grass, fearlessly reveals the path and licks brightly colored earth from her hands. This was Before the Storm by Natalka Bilotsur-Kivets, translated by Ali Kinsella and Zvinia Orlowski from the book Eccentric Days of Hope and Sorrow, which was a finalist in the Griffin Prize for Poetry 2022. I'm Christine Hulbert. Thank you for listening to the Poetry Moment.